Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
This is a story about a species of tree that seemed to grow taller in the decades after it nearly went extinct. The American chestnut is remembered, actually revered, as a towering giant, central to the economy for its nuts and resistance to rot. But did it really grow as tall as people think? Well over 100 feet tall? The question occurred to Roanoke College biologist Rachel Collins while she was researching American chestnut on the internet.
And I came across this statement that there was a 17-foot diameter American chestnut in Francis Cove, North Carolina. And so if you were to lay out a tape in your living room of how big is 17 feet, it would really be a monstrous tree in the East.
So Collins contacted Virginia Tech forestry professor Carolyn Copenhaver, who wondered,
are we remembering American chestnut as a larger tree than it actually was?
Since there's no way to measure missing trees, they scoured written accounts made hundreds of years ago.
Because we had been working with a lot of these historical documents, a lot of the folks in the 1800s were recording tree sizes as circumference rather than diameter. So we kind of had to go back to our high school geometry class and think about how do you calculate circumference from diameter, and circumference equals pi d, where circumference equals 3.14 times the diameter of the tree.
Copenhaver says by the 20th century, new tools made it easy to convert circumference into diameter. But once the mention of that alleged 17-foot diameter got into the record, it got cited and repeated again and again. Rachel Collins.
And so it gives you the impression that American chestnut were 120 feet tall. And so that would be like 40 feet taller than our forests are today.
Copenhaver says the American chestnut is what's known as a charismatic species, and that may have helped elevate it in people's minds as well.
And I think the loss of this species really brought a lot of emotions for people. They actually were able to see this on the landscape. There would have been areas where you would have had a lot of standing dead trees, and the blight itself moved pretty quickly. Some of the estimates they have is that it was spreading 19 miles per year. And so if you were in an area, you would see an entire removal of chestnut within your lifetime. And I don't think we have a whole lot of other things that are like that, where you can really see the impact in the forest.
It may be why, for the last several years, people have been pitching in with the American Chestnut Foundation to help resurrect the beloved tree. Armies of volunteers are part of projects to backcross remaining specimen with their blight-resistant Chinese cousins for a hybrid that looks and pretty much is exactly like the natives. Some tree experts still hold to the idea that the trees were towering, and they agree to disagree with the research in Collins and Copenhaver's paper. Since none of the new crop has yet reached maturity, it's impossible to know for sure how big and tall they'll grow.
But where that problem falls is if we have this expectation that this restoration work is going to lead to American chestnut being this huge tree on our landscape, then people are going to think that the restoration work didn't work, that it was a failure. And so I just think it's important for us to have a realistic understanding of what the American chestnut tree used to be in the Appalachians. And that is something worth saving.
Collins, Copenhaver, and their co-authors published their paper re-examining American chestnut trees in the Journal of Forestry. I'm Robbie Harris.